आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी एड्रेसेस इंडियन कम्युनिटी एट पोर्ट ऑफ स्पेन इन ट्रिनिडाड एंड टोबैगो, सेज दे वर नॉट जस्ट माइग्रेंट्स बट मैसेंजर्स ऑफ अ टाइमलेस सिविलाइजेशन। Information and Broadcasting Ministry proposes amendments to rules for TV rating agencies to open up TRP market. Delhi government seeks pause on fuel ban for end-of-life vehicles, says such vehicles will not be impounded. Chhattisgarh government to install over 5,000 mobile towers, particularly in tribal-dominated Sarguja and Bastar regions. US Congress passes President Donald Trump's Big Beautiful Bill. And Indian chess prodigy D. Gukesh beats world number one Magnus Carlsen to take sole lead in the third leg of the Grand Chess Tour 2025 in Croatia. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the journey of the Indian community in Trinidad and Tobago is about courage. Addressing an Indian community event in Trinidad and Tobago this morning, Mr. Modi said their ancestors faced hardships with hope and carried Ramayan in their hearts. He said they were not just migrants but messengers of a timeless civilization.
The journey of the Indian community in Trinidad and Tobago is about courage. The circumstances your ancestors faced could have broken even the strongest spirits, but they faced hardships with hope. They met problems with persistence. They left the Ganga and Yamuna behind, but carried the Ramayana in their heart.
Prime Minister announced that citizens of Indian origin in Trinidad and Tobago will now be eligible for Overseas Citizen of India OCI cards, allowing them to live and work in India without restrictions. He encouraged the Indian community to visit the ancestral land and deepen the connection with India.
With over 35 million people spread across the world, the Indian diaspora is our pride. And I have often said, each one of you is a Rashtradoot, an ambassador of India's values, culture and heritage.
Mr. Modi praised the cultural contributions of the Indian community and said it was an honor to bring with him a replica of the Ram Mandir and holy water from the river Sariyu in Ayodhya. Prime Minister recalled the Indian community's earlier gesture of sending shilas and sacred water for the temple's construction. Prime Minister reached Port of Spain in Trinidad and Tobago for the second leg of his five-nation tour last night. In the next leg of his five-nation visit that aims to reinforce India's engagement with the Global South, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be visiting Argentina on the invitation of President Javier Milei. Argentina is a key economic partner for India in Latin America and is a close collaborator in the G20. The engagements on the 4th and 5th of July will mark the first bilateral visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Argentina in 57 years, making it a historic occasion. Now we go over live to Port of Spain, where we have a correspondent, Sakshi Singh, covering Prime Minister's visit to Trinidad and Tobago. Sakshi, what were the highlights of Prime Minister's address to Indian community in Port of Spain?
Abhishek, the major important, before we start on the address of the Prime Minister, it needs to be emphasized that the Prime Minister Narendra Modi was conferred with the highest honor of by the government of Trinidad Tobago, which is the Order of the Republic of Trinidad Tobago, which is a huge milestone for the relationship between Trinidad Tobago and India. And besides, when we talk about the address by the Prime Minister, there were three major points. Firstly, this whole address was for the Indian diaspora of not only Trinidad and Tobago, but the world across. He mentioned that India has around 35 million diaspora across the world, and they are the Rashtradoot, that the ambassadors of Indian values, culture and traditions. And in to honor that, he announced the OCI card to the sixth generation of the Girmitias workers of Trinidad Tobago, which is a welcome step. And there was a lot of celebration that was seen across the public there. And beside that, he mentioned again and again about the growth story of India and how the diaspora of Trinidad and Tobago feel, and they can relate themselves with the growth story, with the development or any achievement of India.
Right. Sakshi, what are the other events lined up for Prime Minister Modi during his visit to Trinidad and Tobago?
And the second part of this visit to Trinidad and Tobago will have three major events. First, PM is going to address the joint session of the parliament. And then it's expected that he'll have some bilateral talks and MOU signing with the president, which is highly anticipated. And we are awaiting MEA's more information. What are the MOUs? What will be the discussions? It's expected there will be some discussions on trade, maritime security, digital transformation, food processing, which has already been a discussion point, and there have been MOUs on these topics.
Right. Thank you, Sakshi, for that very comprehensive update. Well, moving on, Information and Broadcasting Ministry has proposed amendments to the policy guidelines for television rating agencies originally issued in 2014. The proposed draft has removed some restrictive provisions for media houses to allow more players to democratize and modernize the television audience measurement ecosystem in the country. Currently, Broadcast Audience Research Council, BARC, is the only agency providing TV ratings. The Delhi government has requested the Commission for Air Quality Management, CAQM, to place on hold the enforcement that mandates the denial of fuel to end-of-life vehicles in Delhi. Delhi Environment Minister Manjinder Singh Sirsa has written a letter to CAQM in this regard. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Mr. Sirsa said that the Delhi government will clean the environment of the national capital and will not allow the vehicles of the city to be confiscated.
ये रोबोट सिस्टम नहीं है अभी तक इनके अंदर बहुत सारे चैलेंजेस हैं ये स्पीकर्स भी मैनुपुलेटेड हैं एंड ऑफ वाइट लाइफल जो है इसमें एक और चैलेंज आ रहा है हमें वो है कि HSP जो हाई सिक्योरिटी रजिस्ट्रेशन प्लेट्स हैं इनमें से भी जो जिनपे नहीं है उनको ये आइडेंटिफाई नहीं कर रहा इसमें एरर्स भी आ रहे हैं और इसकी इम्प्लीमेंटेशन में दिक्कतें और चैलेंजेस भी हैं इसका राह तभी होगा जब इसको रोबोट सिस्टम किया जाए और सारी जगह पे बराबर किया जाए.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download news on AIR app. Chhattisgarh government plans to install more than 5,000 mobile towers, particularly in tribal-dominated Sarguja and Bastar regions. We have more from a correspondent.
Chief Minister Vishnu Dev Sai has emphasized on giving new pace to digital revolution in Chhattisgarh to achieve the goal of developed Chhattisgarh along with developed India by the year 2047. During the review of the projects of the Department of Electronics and Information Technology of the state government, the Chief Minister directed the officials to expedite the works like installing new mobile towers in remote areas of the state, especially Bastar and Sarguja divisions, and laying of fiber network lines. The Chief Minister said that 250 other offline services will also be converted into online services by expanding online services of various departments through e-District 2.0. Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Raipur.
Union Minister for Communications Jyotiraditya Sindhya highlighted that India Post has evolved far beyond traditional mail delivery and now operates the country's largest logistics network with over 1.64 lakh service points across the country. In a podcast with Akashwani News, he informed that the organization has appointed its first ever chief technology officer and postmen are now equipped with handheld devices, enabling real-time digital tracking of every transaction.
आज सूचना प्रौद्योगिकी के क्षेत्र में भारत विश्व का नेतृत्व कर रहा है तो ये डाक विभाग का एक अंग बने और इसलिए पहली बार डाक विभाग में एक चीफ टेक्नोलॉजी ऑफिसर को हमने रखा है. हर डाकिये के हाथ में जो पहले चिट्ठियों का बंडल होता था अब उसे एक हैंडहेल्ड पोर्टेबल मोबाइल के आधार पर हम लोग ने दिया है. तो एक CTO हमने पोजिशन की है और हर एक वर्टिकल के साथ एक वाइस CTO क्योंकि उस IT 2.0 सॉफ्टवेयर के आधार पे ही इसे एक लॉजिस्टिकल पावर हाउस हम लोग बनाना चाहते हैं.
Since the arrival of monsoon in Himachal Pradesh on June 28th, heavy rainfall has continued unabated. Incidents of cloudburst, flash floods and landslides have severely affected normal life across several parts of the state. Meteorological department has issued a yellow alert for heavy rainfall today and an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall from July 5th to July 9th. We have a report.
In the past 24 hours, Pachhad in Sirmaur district recorded the highest rainfall at 133 mm. Apart from this, Bursar in Hamirpur district received 92 mm, Jubbarhatti near the capital Shimla recorded 59, while Una district registered 55 mm of rainfall. Meanwhile, traffic remains disrupted on 246 roads across the state. Additionally, 404 power transformers and 784 drinking water supply schemes have been affected, causing significant water and electricity shortages for the public. So far, 69 people have lost their lives in rain-related incidents, 110 people have been injured, and 37 are still reported missing. In view of the forecast of continued heavy rainfall till July 9th and the possibility of floods in several districts, the Meteorological Department has appealed people to stay away from rivers and streams, avoid unnecessary travel, and strictly follow the instructions issued by the administration. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
The U.S. Congress has passed President Donald Trump's sprawling tax and spending bill in a significant and hard-fought victory for the president and his domestic agenda. After a grueling session on Capitol Hill, the House of Representatives passed the bill by a vote of 218 to 214 last night. It was approved in the Senate on Tuesday by a margin of one vote. In sports, we have updates from chess, cricket, boxing and Wimbledon tennis. In chess, world champion D. Gukesh caused another sensation by defeating world number one Magnus Carlsen in the sixth round of the rapid section of the 2025 Grand Chess Tour in Croatia last night. More details from the sports desk.
Carlsen, playing with the white pieces, built a promising position in the opening. However, Gukesh turned the tide with a strong counter-strike in the middle game. Under time pressure, Carlsen blundered and resigned on move 49. With three straight wins on day two, Gukesh emerged as the sole leader entering the blitz phase with 10 points. Speaking about his game, Gukesh said, "It's always nice to beat Magnus."
Like, beating Magnus is always special, for sure. I think this also gives a bit more confidence in a sense that had a horrible position from the opening. I just mixed up something really bad, and then it's nice that like two losing positions in a row I could win against Magnus.
This win turned out to be an apt response by the classical world champion after Carlsen had labelled him one of the presumably weaker players. In cricket, England will resume play at overnight score of 77 for 3 on third day of the second test at Edgbaston in Birmingham. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. Earlier, Indian captain Shubman Gill's sensational 269 run knock helped India post a 587 run total in the first innings against hosts England. Speaking at a press conference, senior all-rounder Ravindra Jadeja said that Shubman Gill had demonstrated the maturity and composure expected of a test captain in this match.
बहुत ही बढ़िया पारी खेली. जब भी हम दोनों साथ में बैटिंग कर रहे थे तो पार्टनरशिप के बारे में ही बात कर रहे थे कि लंबा सा पार्टनरशिप करेंगे और एक दूसरे को बोलते रहेंगे.
Moving to World Boxing Cup in Kazakhstan, India's Hitesh Gulia and Sakshi secured their semi-final spots. Hitesh, a gold medalist from the Brazil leg earlier this year, scored a dominant 5-0 win over Kazakhstan's Almaz Orozokev in the men's 70kg quarterfinals, while in the women's 54kg category, Sakshi defeated her Brazilian opponent by a unanimous decision. With Bimal Mohapatra, Chirag Jha, Sports Desk.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Anita Anand.
Thank you, Abhishek. The Tribune on its first page carries a photograph of Prime Minister Modi receiving the Officer of Star of Ghana Highest State Honour from President John Dramani Mahama in Accra. The caption above reads, "Ghanaian Honour." In Snap to China, India says only Dalai Lama can pick successor, leads the Times of India. And finally, in Unconquered Edgbaston, Shubman Gill's dazzling 269 breaks draft of records, reports Hindustan Times. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Anita. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addresses Indian community at Port of Spain in Trinidad and Tobago, says they were not just migrants, but messengers of a timeless civilization. Information and Broadcasting Ministry proposes amendments to rules for TV rating agencies to open up TRP market. Delhi government seeks pause on fuel ban for end-of-life vehicles, says such vehicles will not be impounded. Chhattisgarh government to install over 5,000 mobile towers, particularly in tribal-dominated Sarguja and Bastar regions. U.S. Congress passes President Donald Trump's big, beautiful bill. And Indian chess prodigy D. Gukesh beats world number one Magnus Carlsen. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.